sides retired with no runs, two hits, no errors, one man left. So we're going into the last half of the ninth with Cleveland out in front, 6-3. We need three runs to tie this score. And Charlie Gilbert will be up there first. Charlie Gilbert playing third base in today's ball game. He's been up three times. He has two base hits and three trips up there, one double and a home run. Milner's out there tossing that ball in. Charlie Gilbert's getting a nice hand from these lady folk. Charlie's played a nice ball game out there today. There goes the throw down to second base, goes around the infield, back to Milner. And the umpire says play ball. Uncle Nick is down on the coaching line to third, first base. Now here comes the first pitch. It's a curve ball, a little bit too low. It's ball one. Eisenstadt down the bullpen warming up for Cleveland. Here comes the next pitch. And it's a fastball. It's inside. Ball two. 2-0. Last half of the ninth. We need three runs to tie. Miller starts his wind up. Here it comes. And it's strike one. That's a fast one right down the middle. 2-1. Starts his wind up again. He swings, hits a ground ball down to second base. Sammy Hale comes up with it, tosses to Grimes, and he's out. Gilbert goes out. Second to first for the first out. And Vernon comes up now, first baseman. He's been up three times, failed to hit. Milner starts his windup. Here comes the pitch. It's a fastball inside. Ball one. Vernon backs away a bit. Milner takes his windup again. Here comes the pitch. And this time it's strike one. That's called. Vernon started after that one, then pulled away. Got a pretty good eye, this boy. Doesn't hit as many bad balls. Milner takes his windup again. Here comes the pitch. He swings and fouls it back. 1-2. Takes his wind up again. Here comes a pitch. He swings and fouls another one back, this time right on over the stand. And he gets another ball out there. 1-2 on Vernon. Here's the wind up. And a pitch. It's a high and inside. Ball two. 2-2. Milner starts his windup again. Here comes the pitch. He swings its eye. Foul over back of third base. Kellner's going over there, but he can't quite get it. It drops over there in the box seats and bounces up and out. And Keltner comes up with it, tosses in to the umpire, who throws it away. He throws it back to the Washington dugout. That'll be used in batting practice. Ball was a little bit rough, probably. Milner takes his windup again. Here comes a pitch, and he goes down swinging. Milner came in there with a fast ball, just a little bit inside. Vernon took a cut at it, but missed. And Gideon comes up now, center fielder. He's been up three times, failed to hit. Two men out, nobody on. And it's 6-3. Here comes the next pitch. It's strike one. It just took that outside corner. One strike. Milner starts his wind up again. Here comes a pitch. He swings and fouls it back. It's two strikes on Gideon now. Starts his wind up again. Here comes. It's a fastball a little bit outside. 1-2. Starts his wind up again. Here comes the pitch. And he starts after that one, but lets it go. It's a little bit too high. It's 2-2. Get in. Had a notion that time, but he changed his mind. A little bit too high. Here comes the next pitch. And he's called out on strikes. Milner came down in there, took that inside corner. And get in. Takes it. And Cleveland wins the ball game with 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Washington, 3 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. And as Harris told you, there will be no ball game here tomorrow. The Yankees come in Saturday for a single game and a single game with the Yankees Sunday. All right, Harry, if you have something over there.
Well, that just about tells the story of this afternoon's ball game. The winning pitcher, of course, was Big Al Milner, and the losing pitcher was Bass, the starting pitcher for Washington. We'd like to again remind you, fans, of Miller's Market, 2135 4th Street Northeast. Walter Johnson will be out seeing you tonight, and tomorrow night, you fans around the Calvert Market at 1862 Columbia Road Northwest. We'll be greeting you again over the air Saturday afternoon for that first game between the Yanks and the Senators. The second game of that series will be played Sunday afternoon. This is Harry McTighe speaking for Walter Johnson. Thanks for listening, and so long.
This is Columbia Station for the nation's capital. It's 5:17 p.m. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. Here's a distinguished timepiece, the 21-jewel Bulova President in the charm and color of natural gold. Curved, streamlined, an exceptional value. WJSV, Washington.